Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess. Psalm 91, episode 193. 193. So what have we been doing? We've been personalizing Psalm 91, all of Psalm 91. And now we're on verse 10, which says, there shall no evil befall me. We say it to me, not thee, me. Let's say it again. There shall no evil befall me. So this is what we've been doing. So we're looking at Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, and when evil seemed to be gunning in for that king, was like, no way, you are going down. And there was no help from this king of Assyria who had conquered many nations. And so here was Hezekiah who sent word to the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos. And what did he say when you go to 2 Kings 19, verse 3? And they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah. Hezekiah is saying this. Hezekiah sent us. So this is Eliakim and Shebna, the scribe. And they were sent. So they were in sackcloth, showing, depicting grief. And what they say, he said, this day is a day of trouble. This day is a day of trouble. But praise God, you are in a better covenant. I don't see any day of trouble for you. When that day comes and it's bringing trouble, you should stand at the gate and say, no, no, there is no day of trouble for me. This day is a day of rejoicing. I refuse to be troubled. I refuse trouble. I refuse this bad news. I refuse this incident. I refuse this accident. I refuse what they are saying. I refuse the doctor's report. I refuse to fear. Yes, that's the way to go about it. Hezekiah was in the old covenant. This was the way he could say it. But you in the new covenant, listen, your confession. So why you say you are not being realistic? I mean, listen, in the new covenant, your confession, your faith can never rise above your confession. That is the way it is. It's a spiritual law. It's a spiritual law. It is. Just like the law of gravity. When you throw anything up, it will certainly what? Come down. And that is a law. In the same way, in the spirit realm, whatever you say is where your faith is. You cannot say anything and come back and say, oh, you know, it was a time of trouble, so I could say what I wanted to say. That was what I felt like saying. But God knows. Anyway, God knows. God knows you have destroyed your own faith. If you speak weakness, you speak failure, you speak trouble, if you say them, you destroyed your own faith. The way you want your faith to work and it's not working, you say it is God. If you speak, listen, even when you see it, when you feel it, say what you want. Is that not what it says? I was saying, I was quoting Hebrews 4:12, and I said Hebrews, I said Hebrews 11:4 rather. But Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful. What is the word of God? The word of God is this Bible you're reading. Is this scriptures, what we say scriptures, okay? Is the word that you're reading. When God says that I am with you, when God says in 1 John 4:4 that the greater one is in you, when God says that you are victorious, you are more than a conqueror, when God says that you are an heir, H-E-R-R, of God, when God says your life is hid in Christ in God, when God says these things to you, you ought to say them with your lips. It's not just mental assent to agree with them in your head. No, you have to say them with your own lips. You have to say it. And it's in saying it that is when the manifestation happens. It's in confessing them, saying them over your own life. So you see that day of trouble, you see that thing coming, and you say, I refuse trouble. I refuse trouble. You're driving and somebody is coming to bring a big case on you. It's coming to in the road and there's trouble coming. Because police, and please, There is no need. I refuse trouble. And that means that you don't let your feeling get the better of you and be shouting and be fighting and you slap somebody and then now it becomes a police case. That is not the way to go. The way to go is to go the way of the word. The word of God must have precedent, ascendance. It must ascend over your emotions. You must learn how to do it. How, when you are even feeling something, you refuse to say it, but you let the word ascend. The word of God ascend over that feeling. Hallelujah. So he saw trouble. And he, in the old covenant, they had to say trouble. But there were some people in the old covenant who also refused. Like that woman, widow, that woman, wealthy woman, who had been given a child, had the prophet Elisha had prayed for her. And when the child came and said, my head, mommy, my head, and died. When they said, is it well with you? He said, yes, it is well with me. She had a dead baby with her, but she refused to say what it was. She refused to say, okay, I'll say so, then I'll have it. No, you already have it. You already have God. You're already blessed. Everything God has done for you is already with you. You say it so that it's manifest. You're blessed. Bye.